From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Two major health-related bills passed the California Senate yesterday. Pauline Bartolone has more from Sacramento.
One bill would require a doctor's signature before a parent can opt out of a vaccination for their child. Democratic Senator Lois Wolk says the bill doesn't take away parental rights. It just requires a doctor's visit.
If at the end of that you decide that you want an immunization for your child, fine. If you don't, you don't need to get one. You just have to have that conversation with a medical professional.
Republican Senator Bob Dutton says there are other ways to get parents information about immunizations.
What this really is another attempt to have us force parents into a situation, incur additional cost, and I just don't think that that's what is in the best interest.
Another bill that passed the Senate would give registered nurses the power to dispense contraception. Both bills need to go back to the Assembly before they hit Governor Brown's desk. In Sacramento, I'm Pauline Bartolone.
Students applying for college would not have to surrender their social media usernames and passwords under a bill just sent to Governor Jerry Brown. The measure passed its final legislative vote Tuesday with unanimous support in the state Senate. It comes after reports of university admissions officers asking prospective applicants for their account logins. Democratic Senator Leland Yee is the measure's author.
These social media accounts are really private matters. It contains personal information. No one ever thought that this information would be then made contingent for admission into a college and university.
A separate measure would prevent employers from asking for social media logins. That bill is also expected to pass the legislature by the end of next week. Find these and other stories on our newly redesigned news page, krcb.org/news. That's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Prell.